Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bonjour. Dobro jutro. Good morning. Come on now. Turn up the volume a little bit. Let's do our nice little cat stretch. Oh, it's a beautiful day in the suburbs of Chi-Town. The sun is shining. I don't know what the temperature is, but it is 7:30 a.m. Central Time. And you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but international. Imagine listeners. I'm reaching listeners in any country in the world. Come on, all of you. I love to hear from the world. Australia, Malaysia, oh, London, England, and of course the Chicago States. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And I'd love for you to weigh in today. Now, all week, it's been an interesting week. On Tuesday, March 15th, where did pets really come from? And the biblical origin of cats and dogs. But it was election day. So I compared the cats, the dogs, and the politicians, but in a very poetic sense. On the 16th, do you know what your dog really knows about you? And yesterday, March 17th, the Dog Whisperer, that was on St. Patrick's Day, and we talked about tofu, and what other one? Oh, there was another, Hillary. What dog? The Dog Whisperer. Oh, Juno and Hillary. And these were dogs that were terribly abused. 75 of them lived together in a one-story house in Tennessee. And the savior, her name is Collins. I will end it with you. Actually, what you need to do, darlings, is log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, W-T-S-O-N, and click on any of the dates and you could hear the show. But, oh, the poor puppies, what they went through. People say that dogs live in the present, and I'm quoting Collins, who is the savior of all of these dogs. But they also make associations. And some of Tofu's earliest associations came from living in crowded conditions with some 75 other dogs. She had a very large family, and she knew a lot about them. Had she not learned to artfully read their body language, she might not have survived, and she might not be the dog whisperer that she is today. Listening to Live with Kathy, call in number 347-637-3789. Oh, go get your cup of coffee or your glass of water with squeezed the fresh lemon juice to detox your body and your brain. And remember now, the choice is yours. How is your day going to go? How is it going to go? You're the designer of it. You decide. Is it going to be filled with positive thoughts? Or is it going to be filled with toxic toxicity? TNT, toxic negative thoughts, it's your choice. But I have to go back to yesterday, St. Patrick's Day. You know, it kind of just crept up on me. And darlings, I can't believe it. March 27th, a week from Sunday, is Easter. I thought it was in April. But anyway, let's start your day with just some funny people, what funny people drink on St. Patrick's Day. I do know they drink a lot. So Stephen Wright said, I'm making wine at home, but I'm making it out of raisins, so it'll be aged automatically. I didn't think that was too funny, did you? Now, from Mitch, he says, I drink NyQuil on the rocks. That's for when you're feeling sick, but sociable. Ooh, the combination. Nope, not too crazy about that one either. James said, one martini is all right. Two is too many, but three is not enough. And Compton said, ah, love. Love makes the world go round. Whiskey makes it go twice as fast. Nah, not too crazy about any of these funny thoughts, but I thought I would share them with you to wake you up. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Email kathystudio at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Log on simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of Z buttons and be sure and click on the video Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. All right. Oh, our bags are packed. Even though Shakespeare was born 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. He died in 1616, and do you know he was only 52? But at that point in time, if you lived to 35, you were really lucky. So to live to 52, man, he just broke all records. And when I went online to find out how he died, they weren't quite sure. There were so many illnesses that, and of course, medicine isn't where it is today. Be sure and tune in on April 26th. It's a Tuesday. Roger and I will be performing Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. And we would love to entertain you and your consortium. We travel. Rates are individually assessed. And while I have your attention, come on, take a nice stretch. I want to introduce a new genre in fundraising or in anything that you want to promote. It could be for your favorite charity. It could be for a project. I don't care what it's for. It could be theater and dinner. Love Letters by A.R. Gurney. And I'll tell you the beautiness, I just made that word up, of Love Letters is that you don't have to memorize. All you do is read. And Andrew Makepeace Last the Third and Melissa span 50 years. It's a bittersweet love story. You'll laugh, you'll cry. I'm Melissa. And then what we want you to do is to invite a notable in your area that would be a drawing card. His name would be a drawing card. And there are only two rehearsals. And all you need is a room, a table, two desk podiums for our big book, and water and microphones and lights, camera, action. It's your turn to be a star in love letters. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I know today is doggy therapy. Pets can be and are therapists. I love cats and dogs. They have their own personality. But before we go into that, let me just digress for a moment and go into breaking news. I'm really not a baseball fan, but in the Sun Times today, I don't understand this, so maybe you could weigh in and give me an insight. There is a White Sox LaRoche saga, and he was bringing, let me go to the page 70, yeah, he was bringing his son to baseball games in practice. And all of a sudden, he was told that that was not acceptable. You see, I agree with the Cubs. Every day should be Sunday. Why can't you bring your kid to basket to practice? And I understand that this has been going on for quite a while. And then all of a sudden, there's a big brouhaha about it. Huh. Sort of environment here. And I want to know why. Why you cannot bring your... Now, if it was a little girl, it's a different story. But this is his son. This is bonding. This is bonding. And one player said, I don't think it would have been an issue if he drove in 100 and hit 25 home runs like he normally does. It's a shame, because that's the way the game is. But I know Adam's a class act guy. It's the nature of the game. That's the way it is. Oh, wait a minute. Why can't... Oh, here it is. But for LaRoche's son to be allowed to go in there, and then all of a sudden he can't? That's just bizarre. Just really bizarre. Why not? It's marvelous bonding. How do you feel about it? Weigh in. 347-637-3789. I'm all for it. Absolutamund. Now, what I want to do before I get started on doggy therapy, I want to acknowledge my stellar sponsors. Did you know that Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven? But darlings, listen to me. It could be yours too. I have an introductory offer. 10 weeks. Oh, you'll pay a small fee. But Live Talk Radio is a learning curve, and it's an incredible marketing tool. Now, just imagine you get in touch with me by emailing kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Then we talk on my dime and see if we resonate. And if we do, your commercial that I'll work with you on is going to be heard for 10 weeks, 30 to 40 times. And then the priceless value, you're going to host your own show. It's your show, your way, your product, your service, your passion, your mission. Then I emailed you the link. You email the link to your database and ask them to forward it to their database. And so on, and before you, in 5 minutes, listen to me, in 5 minutes, you have circled the world. And you're doing this in the comfort of your home. via telephone. Isn't the internet absolutely incredible? Backward turn, backward old time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. What if all of us had the internet, digital, everything? Our telephones, our cell phones, our iPods. Years ago, where would we be today? It is mind-boggling. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers and Impact, Manly Men, Titanics, Shaping and Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a better informed world. They're absolutely brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Creative. Construction. Their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye until you finish it. I'm looking out. The roads, the bridges, the big buildings, the stairs that I climb. Without Ironworkers, it just wouldn't happen. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more about them, log on impact-net.org. The Dom Perignon of the trades, Ironworkers International. Do you want a career or a job? Do you know that? But you have to qualify. Now, I love to acknowledge Ironworkers. And I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Did you know that Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? You have to qualify, so you log on ironworkers.org. And then decide what it is. Are you a welder? Do you want to tie rods? Do you want to climb? They have everything. The spectrum is there. Now, this is what is so great. If you qualify and you're accepted, for 3 to 4 years, you are an apprentice. And you're getting paid while you're learning. Your health care sets in, and so does your pension. And it stays with you for time and all eternity, as long as you're an iron worker. You all know that I hail from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, high fashion, and I married an iron worker. Similarities abound, but we're worlds apart. And it's all on the CD. It's an 8-minute presentation of Ironworkers. And I open, but with a bombastic Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man, and segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. It's available. You know how to get in touch with me. Remember now, the show is archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Right after this show, I'm hightailing it out to work out. I have my fun-filled activity day is so full that I decided that I would wake up with all of you, and then I'll have a free schedule so that I could fulfill all of the appointments that I have today. But I start my day working out. Most people go through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine. Log on heparks.org And today is the 18th. Is this tax day in a month? Or is it April 15th? I don't know. Tax man's coming. Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Oh, he'll field one of your little questions and answer. ahtax@ameritech.net. And you know, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. Oh, excuse me. Looks do matter. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger release toxins into our body. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by ZBook, self-published. The Elixir of Youth. See, Christophe, a spring chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now, no costly equipment, no costly operations. Just learn my methods, techniques, and secrets. Hey, move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secret to the fountain of youth. The body and the brain don't age. We do by our choices. Live with Kathy. The book is available through me. You have to get in touch with me. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline and Your Life. Available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. And if you truly want to get in touch with the creative you, involve your family and start your own home-based business. Get in touch with me. I have Z formula. You know, I think it's great that you're working for corporate America. It just wasn't for me. So at the age of 25, I started my own home-based business. But this gives you, now really stop and think about this, a marvelous way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, pay your bills. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge you to believe in yourself. Can you do that? Did I pique your interest? Get in touch with me and Mićmo Divanić. In Croatian, that means, and we shall talk. Now, when you're on my site, simplyageless.net, or KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, you've clicked on all the buttons. Be sure and go to books. Click on books. And the first book is the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And it's only available by calling or getting in touch with me, e-book or a soft book. Fiction, nonfiction, and choices, awe-inspiring choices, revealed by successful and enterprising entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson, available at authorhouse.com. Scroll down, The Heart of the Lion, fiction and nonfiction, available at Ex Libris and Amazon. And then 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, selected and introduced by David Ricklin. Get it at Amazon or Self-Growth. We bared our hearts to help you enjoy a quality of life that's truly eluding you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. So exciting. Remember now, the show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. CHIWATSON. Doggy therapy. Did you know that pets can be and are therapists? The emotional benefits of owning an animal pet. The bonding between humans and pets is remarkable. So many true stories how a dog saved humans from themselves. Imagine being defeated by severe depression that fills you with sadness and self-loathing, and you unexpectedly feel warmth in your toes. Do you see your puppy pet sitting on your feet? He seemed to be very deliberate in his action. He looks up at you like, "Are you better? Did that help?" I really wanted to touch you, to hug you. But the only thing that I could think of is to sit on your feet. And I wanted you to see and feel my love for you. There's a new memoir out, Dog Medicine, How My Dog Saved Me from Myself. This could be cat, dog, horse, it doesn't matter. And this is a person that was really on her way out emotionally. And she's on the road to recovery, involving medication counseling, strong family support, and of course, bonding with her pet. Do you have a pet? We had Beauregard. Small dog, actually a cat, who ruled us, absolutely ruled us. He was 20 years old. We had him for 20 years. To this day, his vision is there. I'm looking at his photo right now, and there's Sweet Pea. That was the pet of Bob, our youngest son. Ah, what memories. But let's go back to doggy therapy and some of the myths that out there about dogs. The myth, dogs are colorblind. Number one, dogs. The myth, dogs only see in black and white. The basis for this myth is not known, but dogs do see in color. However, they see differently than most people do and are less able to distinguish between colors. But they do see in color. Two, cats always land on their feet. Myth. Cats always land on their feet when falling from heights. This is the truth. This is perhaps one of the most widely known and dangerous of all myths regarding cats. Because unfortunately, oh, I can't believe this, many children have tried to prove that it is true. It is not. Of course, they're athletic and agile animals, and they do have a unique instinctive ability to twist themselves around in midair to correct their position during a fall. However, if a cat is surprised, sick, disoriented, or injured, it is unlikely to be able to adjust its position to land feet first. Myth three, if a dog's nose is warm, it means it's sick. He's sick. The truth, if a dog has a dry or warm nose, it means he has a dry or warm nose. A dry or mildly warm nose has nothing to do with the overall health of the dog. Myth. If a dog is wagging its tail, it's happy. In many cases, yeah, dogs that is wagging its tail is happy, or at least is expressing excitement or pleasure. Tail wagging certainly does express a strong state of emotion, much like a smile does in people. However, just like a human smile, a dog's wagging tail does not necessarily reflect happiness or something positive. Sometimes they wag their tails when they're agitated, irritated, tense, anxious, annoyed, angry, or aggressive. Researchers have found that dogs do not normally wag their tails when they are alone, even if they are apparently are happy or in a pleasant situation. Tail wagging seems to be a behavior that is reserved for times when the dog is in the company of others. So it doesn't always mean that the dog is happy. It could be irritated. Myth, cats have 9 lives. Of course, cats do not have 9 lives. Cats are mortal. However, they do tend to be very healthy, hardy animals that take care of themselves in most any situation, whether indoors or out. Ah! A dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's mouth. It is not. That's not the truth. Dog saliva can be toxic to some bacteria. 1 year of a dog's life is equivalent to 7 years of a human's life. Make it a great weekend. Until Tuesday, au revoir.